ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर सेवेन। व्हाट प्रह्लाद लर्न इन द ओम। टुडे टेक्स्ट 38। कह इति प्रयास असुर बालका हरे उपासने स्वे हृदि छिद्रवत् सतः स्वस्यात्मनः सख्योर् अशेष देहिना सामान्यतः किं विषयो उपपादनै कोईति प्रयास असुर बालक हरे उपासने स्वे हृदि छिद्रवत् सतः स्वस्यात्मना सख्युरशेष देहिनां सामान्यतः किं विषय उपपादनै कोति प्रयास सुरबालक हरे उपासने स्वे हृदि छिद्रवत् सतः स्वस्यात्मनः सख्युरशेष देहिनां सामान्यतः किं विषय उपपादनै कोति प्रयास असुर बालक हरे उपासने स्वे हृदि छिद्रवत् सतः स्वस्यात्मनः सख्युरशेष देहिनां सामान्यतः किं विषय उपपादनै वार्ड मीनिंग कह व्हाट अति प्रयास डिफिकल्ट एंडेवर असुर बालका ओ सन्स ऑफ डीमन्स Hare, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Upasane, in discharging the devotional service. Sve, in one's own. Thridi, core of the heart. Chidravat, just like this space. Sataha, who always exists. Swasya, of one's self or the living entity. Atmana, of the super soul. Sakhyu, of the well-wishing friend. Asesa, unlimited. Dehinam, of the embodied souls. Samanyataha, generally. Kim, what is the need? Visaya upadanai, with activities delivering the objects of the sense of sense enjoyment. Translation and purport by Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvind Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. O my friends, sons of the Asuras, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His Super Soul feature always exists within the course of the heart of all living entities. Indeed, He is the well-wisher and friend of all living entities. And there is no difficulty in worshipping the Lord. Why then should people not engage in His devotional service? Why are they so dedicated to unnecessarily producing artificial paraphernalia for the sense gratification? Please repeat, O my friends, sons of the Asuras, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in His super soul feature, always exists within the core of the hearts of all living entities. Indeed, He is the well-wisher and friend of all living entities. And there is no difficulty in worshipping the Lord. Why then should people not engage in His devotional service? Why are they so addicted to unnecessarily producing artificial paraphernalia for sense gratification? Purport. Because the personality of Godhead is supreme, no one is equal to Him and no one is greater than Him. Nonetheless, if one is a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord is easily obtainable. The Lord is compared to the sky because the sky is vast, yet within the reach of all, not only of human beings, but even of the animals. The Supreme Lord, in His Paramatma feature, exists as the best well-wisher and friend. As confirmed in Vedas, Sayayau Sakhayayu, the Lord in His super soul feature always stays in the heart along with the living entity. The Lord is so friendly to the living entity that He remains within the heart so that one can always contact Him without difficulty. One can do this simply by devotional service, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam. As soon as one hears of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Kirtana, one immediately comes in touch with the Lord. A devotee immediately comes in touch with the Lord by any of all of the items of devotional service. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atmanivedanam. Therefore, there is no difficulty in coming in contact with the Supreme Lord. Ko Ati Prayasah. On the other hand, going to hell requires great endeavor. If one wants to go to the hell by illicit sex, meditating, gambling and intoxication, he must acquire so many things. For illicit sex, he must arrange for money, for brothels. For meditating, he must arrange for many slaughterhouses. For gambling, he must arrange for the casinos and hotels. And for intoxication, he must open many breweries. Clearly, therefore, if one wants to go to hell, he must endeavor very much. But if he wants to return home back to Godhead, there is no difficult endeavor to go back to Godhead. One may live alone anywhere, in any condition, and simply sit down, meditate upon the super soul, and chant and hear about the Lord. Thus, there is no difficulty in approaching the Lord. Adanta govirvisatam tamisram. Because of the inability to control the senses, one must go through great endeavor to go to hell. But if one is sensible, he can very easily obtain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because the Lord is always with him. By the simple method of Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, the Lord is satisfied. Indeed, the Lord says, Patram Puspam Palantoyam Jome Bhaktya Prayachati Tadaham Bhakti Upahutam Asnami Prayatatmana. If one offers me with love any devotion, a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water, I will accept it. Bhagavad Gita 9:26. One can meditate upon the Lord anywhere and everywhere. Thus, Prahlad Maharaj advised his friends, the sons of demons, to take this path back to Godhead without difficulty. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shailakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhurtale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Savadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakhanitamscha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Nama Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gaura Disai Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विशभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। को अति प्रयास सुरबालका हरे उपासने स्वेहृदि छिद्रवत्सत स्वयात्मना स्वख्युरशेष देहिनां सामान्यतः किं विषयोपपदनहि। ओ माय फ्रेंड्स सन्स ऑफ असुरस द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड इन ए सुपर सोल फीचर ऑलवेज एग्जिस्ट within the core of the hearts of all living entities. Indeed, he is the well-wisher and friend of all living entities. And there is no difficulty in worshipping the Lord. Why then should people not engage in his devotional service? Why are they so addicted to unnecessarily producing artificial paraphernalia for sense gratification? So in the previous verse, Prahlad Maharaj said, the real problem of the human life is the repetition of birth and death. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathare sayanam. The cycle of birth and death, which is like a wheel, rolling repeatedly up and down. Jatasya hi dhruva mrityu, dhruva janma mrityusya cha. So this cycle of birth and death is going on. Unless someone accepts the pure devotional service at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, unless one returns back to Godhead, to the Vaikuntha world or to Goloka Vrindavan, as long as he is in this material world and having material desires, then he has to travel in 84 lakhs of species, one after another. So that is the real problem, how to escape from the cycle of birth and death. Krishna told, my transcendental abode, if somehow or other anyone reached the abode, jadgatva anivartante tadhama paramang mama. The divine abode of Lord Sri Krishna, once someone by pure devotional service reached that abode, there is no chance of again coming back to this material world. Jadgatva no anivartante. He become free from the cycle of birth and death. Not only birth and death, there is jara, any types of death, janma, there is again birth, mrityu, the death, and janma jara means suffering, material sufferings, vyadhi, different types of disease, and old age, and jara means old age. So in this way, one can free from these four difficulties. So how one can free if he accept pure devotional service? So Prahlad Maharaj is expressing his thought that though the principles of devotional service is also very easy to perform, there is comparison which is more easy, to perform devotional service of the Supreme Lord or to acquire different sense gratificatory things for your own sense gratification or to go to hell. Which is more easier, to perform devotional service or to perform, to acquire the things for your sense gratification? So he's telling, why then the people are not accepting? Why there is so much endeavor? Devotees are trying their best for preaching Krishna consciousness, but people are not ready to accept. Why is it so? If he is performing devotional service and return back to Godhead is easier than for the Sanskrit to get or acquire the Sanskrit purgatory things by working hard, so hard, and the end, after leaving this body, then he has to go to hell. So then why people are not accepting devotional service? One time Narada Muni also asked the same question to the Supreme Lord, Narayana. He told, "Oh Lord, my heart is breaking by seeing the sufferings of these living entities. You are the cause of the all causes. If you like, then all these peoples can be delivered from the cycle of birth and death. Tava iccha mate jivera janama marana samruddhi nipata dukha sukha sanghatana." Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says, by your supreme will, these living entities again and again just traveling this path of birth and death. So why you are not making them free? Just by your supreme will you can make them free. Why these people are suffering? The same thought also expressed by Vasudeva Datta in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because the Vaishnavas are paradukhe dukhi. Vaishnavas very merciful. They cannot tolerate the sufferings of other living entities. So he told, "O Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu," was asking some boon to Vasudeva Datta. He told, "O Lord, why are you not making free all these living entities? They are suffering in the 84 lakh species. Please make them free from the cycle of birth and death. Please allow them to enter your abode, in your spiritual abode. My heart is breaking by seeing the sufferings of these living entities." So Lord Narayana told to Narada Muni, "Okay Narada Muni, if you want to bring any living entities to my abode, go and bring. I am giving this order to you. You go and bring whomever you like, bring to my abode." So Narada Muni came to this earthly planet. Then first he saw in front of him one young boy. He took bath in Trivedi Sangam, then just coming. Tell him, "Okay, I will start my business. Take him back to Godhead." He saw a young boy, about maybe 20 years old. Narada Muni immediately appeared. Narada Muni is here. We cannot see. If he give you a divine eyes, then you can see him. So he just like one time the Narada Muni and Brahma also visited where? ISKCON, London. And Prabhupada was giving Bhagavatam class. Then suddenly in middle of class, Prabhupada stunned. He stopped speaking for some time. Just as if he is seeing something. Then after some time he start again. Devotees ask Prabhupada, "Why you are just stopped speaking and just stunned in the middle of class? What happened?" Rupali, "You did not see? Narada Muni and Brahma, they came here. You did not see. I saw them." They also visiting. They are visiting to see how ISKCON is preaching, how Bhaktivedanta Swami is preaching this Krishna consciousness. So we cannot, but if someone have divine eyes, then he can see. So Narada Muni just approached the boy. He told, "Okay, my dear young boy, now I came to you. I want to take you back to Godhead, to Vaikuntha world. Please come. If you agree, then now the divine aeroplane from the spiritual world will come and take you back." He was surprised what to do, he could not know. The boy was completely puzzled. He did not know what to do. He told her, Narada Muni, listen, I am just 20 years old, my parents are planning to give me in marriage. They are searching for a qualified girl for me. So, let's have my marriage. After that, I will have to invest. Just wait for a few days. And after his marriage finished, then he come. Again Narada Muni come. He told Narada Muni, I may have at least one child who can give oblations for the forefathers after. In our family there is no child. So my parents wants at least one child. Come. Then one son become, then Narada Muni come again. Then now come with me. He told her, please wait, look, this boy just, how sweetly speaking, how sweet his voice are. This is my duty to maintain him. I gave birth to the child, then it is my duty, duty of the parents to grown up him, take care of the child. How can I give up this infant child? Who will take care of him? Like this every time he come. Any other bad boy becoming young, he told, I have to see my grandson. Wait. Like this, the boy also, his son also get married and a grandson came. Then again Narada Muni come, please come with me, let's go. He told Narada Muni, please, so nice my grandson. So nice, look, I have to desire to see his marriage also, to marriage of my grandson. In this way, this man was just telling again and again. Finally, he died. And in next life, because of so much attachment to this house, he became a family dog. And sitting in front of house, then, wow, 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 and making sound. Now still Narada Muni came. Narada Muni told, you remember your previous life? I am, by my causeless mercy, empower him. He could understand that in previous life I was the owner of this house. He told, let's go now. Generally the dogs are not qualified to return back to Godhead, but still I am, by my special power, I am empowered by the Supreme Lord, I want to take you back. Then finally he told Narada Muni, why you are just after me? You did not get any other candidate. Why are you just running after me? Then he started shouting, look this house, with such great labor I made this house, all this wealth inside, and look my this, my son and son, my daughter-in-law, they're how spending the money like anything. They did not care. They're going to film, going to market, the room, even this room, this house is not properly locked. If I let here, the thieves may be enter and just take all these things. So let me here, they don't think about me, you can get so many candidates. Why not taking others to return back to Godhead? So this is the situation of the conditioned soul. Because of ignorance. Why someone cuts out many sinful activities? Why one did not want to return back to Godhead? Because of committing so many sinful activities. He could not remember that his real duty of a human being is to perform devotional service unto the Supreme Lord. Bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami, sakali, asant. Krishna Bhakta Niskam Atayeva Sant. The people, those who are just after sanskartification, bhukti, those who are even want sajuja mukti, liberation. Bhukti, siddhi, even someone wants anima, laghima, prapti, become a great yogi. They are all always in anxiety. They never achieve peace. But a Krishna Bhakta, he has no material desires. So a Krishna Bhakta can be peaceful in the mind. because he wants to follow the instructions of the Supreme Lord. Hari Nama, Krishna Nama, Badai Madhur, Jai Jana Krishna Bhaje Se Bada Chatur. Actually, that person is most intelligent person who chants Hari Nama, Krishna Nama, Badai Madhur, very sweet. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That person is most intelligent. Krishna Varna, Visakrishnam, Sangha Panga Astra Parsadam, Jagyai Sankirtana Prayer, Jajantihi Sumedhasa. Srimad Bhagavatam in the 11th canto, 5th chapter, 33 verses telling, Karavajan Rishi is telling, he is the most intelligent person in this age of Kali. Sumedhasa, who is engaged in the Sankirtana Jagya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Varna. Krishna, the two words Krishna. He is Krishna. But he is not now in the same color of Krishna. He is not blackish. He is now accepting the bodily color of Radharani. Tvisa or Krishna. This is the Radha Bhava Subalita Tanu. He accepted Radha Bhava and he also his color of his body. Golden hue, golden color. Krishna Varna Tvisa or Krishna. He is not alone. Sangha, Upanga, Sangha, Panga, Sangha Panga, Astra, Parsad. He also came with all this paraphernalia. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kari So Parsad Siva Dhamma Saha Avatari. Atyanta Durlabha Prema Karibare Dana Sikhaye Saranagati Bhakatera Prana. He appeared in this age of Kali to distribute Krishna Prema to everyone. That is, he came. So he is not alone. He is with Gaura, Gauranga is Bame Gada, Dakshine Nitayachand, Bame Gadadhara, Nikate, Advaita, Srinivasa, Adi. Many Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Anga, Upanga and Astra. What is the Astra? What is Astra? His beauty also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jiva Goswami is telling his beauty is also his Astra, his weapon. He is so beautiful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because his Krishna, Antar Krishna, Bahe, Gaura, because he is accepting the Radharani's color also. Si Radha Krishna Nahe Vanya, Si Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahe Vanya. So he is so beautiful, extremely beautiful. And he has a Narayana Astra in his hand. What is Narayana Astra? He cannot be defeated. No one can defeat. There is one Astra in his hand. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram Ram Hare Hare. Pasu Pakhi Jure Pasana Bidare Suni Jara Gunagatha. What is to tell about the human beings? When Lord Chaitanya with Harinam Mahamantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, when he chant and dance, then in Jharkhand forest he saw it practically. Balabhadra Bhattacharya sir, what happened? Even the tiger and dears, they embracing each other. They forget their bodily conception of life. Now they think we are soul. They started dancing. They just put some water on elephant. Then elephant also started putting his front feet up. Then chanted, Hare Krishna! Even the snakes, the opposite animal, those were less, generally they are all enemy. They forget their enmity. Peacock and snakes, yes, chanting, all the animals in Jharkhand. They forget their enmity. This is the power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the power of Harinam Sankirtana. Not only the power of Lord, even the Lord Chaitanya's devotees. One devotee, his name is Parameswari, Parameswari Das Thakur. His disappearance, appearance also in our Vaishnava calendar. He is one such a devotee. One time we are doing kirtan. With other devotees, they are doing kirtan. There are some demoniac peoples. They tell me, what are these peoples are doing? The Vaishnavas, eh? Because of enviousness, they saw there one dead vulture was there. They took the dead vulture and throw the vulture in the middle of the kirtan. Then they, what are they doing there? They are chanting nicely kirtan, doing loud kirtan. They throw the dead vulture in the middle of the kirtan, then laughing. But still, Parameswara Das Thakur is not disturbed. He just look at to the dead vulture. Still they are chanting Hare Krishna. The vulture get life. The vulture also just woke up and started dancing in kirtan. Who? Vulture. So these demoniac people, they become fearful now. They immediately fall down, right, at his feet. Please forgive us. Please make us your disciple. We'll give up all these things, all these worldly things. Now we'll become devotees. This power of Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the mouth of a pure devotee. Prabhupada told, chanting must be heard from the lips of a pure devotee. Then immediate effect can happen. So even pure devotee, when pure devotee chant, immediate effect. Even if chanting, then you also sit properly. Prabhupada is writing, once you can go somewhere and sit and chant, what is the problem? His Grace Gopal Prabhu is here sitting. He's a senior Prabhupada disciple. And even in this Hare Krishna Mahamantra tape, you heard. And Prabhupada is telling, sit properly. This word for this Prabhuji. He was sitting and chanting, Prabhupada told, sit properly. When you chant, you must sit properly. In this tape you hear. So that's why Prabhupada is writing here in purport. What is the problem? Difficulty. What is the difficulty? One can go anywhere and just leave alone anywhere, in any condition, and simply sit down properly, meditate upon the Super Soul, and chant and hear the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Meditate upon the Super Soul. Chant and hear about the Lord. Thus there is no difficulty in approaching the Supreme Lord. But still people are not accepting. The reason is both. The people's are conditioned and the preacher is also not in that higher platform like Narada Muni and Prabhupada. Sometimes even Narada Muni also defeated. He made so many people's devotee. Even the Mogari, even the Dasyu Ratnakara become Balmiki Muni. And Prabhupada also. Lord Nityananda delivered Jagaya Madhai. Prabhupada went to Western world. He made the hippies happy. The journalist asked Swamiji, why you came here? He told, I came here because to make these hippies happy. So that's why we have to accept that the principle, the devotional service, pure devotional service, that is Prabhupada is recommending. It is not so difficult. In this age of Kali, the Yuga Dharma is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But you must chant offenselessly. Then immediately effect you can achieve. Prabhupada is quoting this verse from Gita. Patrang puspang phalang toyang jami bhaktya prayachati tadahang bhakti upahutam asnami prayata manaha. So Lord is telling, if one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit or water, I will accept it. One can meditate upon the Lord anywhere and everywhere. Thus Prahlad Maharaj advised his friends, the sons of the demons, to take his path, take this devotional path back to home, back to Godhead. If you have nothing, then you can also offer the Lord what? Patra. Which patra? You know which leaf. Which leaf you can offer? Tulsi leaf. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Raghunath Das Goswami, he gave him Govardhana Sila, and told, you worship this Govardhan Shila, this is non-different from Krishna. Then he told, Dui dige dui patra madhye tulasi manjari eimata ashta manjari dive jatna kari. He told, you just bathe this shila with one cooler of water, make it bath, then collect 8 tulasi. Tulasi manjari, manjari means there are 2. Dui dige dui patra madhye tulasi manjari. You just collect like this. Just cut the in your hand, just collect some tulasi manjari. Manjari in the middle, just newly coming up, that is the little tulsi flower, and both sides there must be 2 leaf, small leaf. Dui dige dui patra madhye komala manjari eimata ashta manjari dive jatna kari. Like this you should give 8 tulasi manjaris offered to the Giriraj. Then I put another cooler of water for his drinking. That's okay. Giriraj will be happy. A Bairagi like Raghunath Das, he can please the Supreme Lord by simple this worship, because he was practically not eating. But later on, Swarup Damodara Goswami told, okay, no. That's okay, Mahaprabhu instructed, but I am telling you, take one piece of sweet meat, khaja, and offer to Giriraj. But when he come to Radhakund, he has nothing. He has same, only bathing the Radhakund water, bathing the Giriraj Shila, and offering tulsi manjari, bas, one glass of water, one cooler water, ardhanpat. This is sattika seva. Giriraj become very pleased. But if you are eating, then you have to also offer to Giriraj. Then you have to offer him. Patrang. Simply offering just water and tulsi leaf, even Advaita Acharya, make the Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come down to this earth planet. Patrang Puspam Gajendra, when the crocodile was just cutting his feet, just sucking her blood from his body, then no other way to save him. Finally, he just took one flower, lotus flower, just show to the Lord. With whole heart, he just called. Immediately, Lord come, save him, protect the elephant. Patrang, Puspang, Phalan, who gave for even the Duryodhana invited the Supreme Lord for a big feast. He had 56 bhog, so many items, maybe 100 items or more items. He called all the big halwais, all the big cooks all over the Hastinapur or Delhi, and he make such a huge feast, like Giriraj or Nakut or maybe, but Lord did not accept his invitation. But he came to whose house? Vidura's house. Even Vidura was not in house, his wife was there. So he just knocked the door, then the Vidura's wife opened the door. He saw the Supreme Lord in my door. She was completely in ecstasy. What to do, what not to do, she could not understand. So immediately gave a wooden platform for sitting. Lord sit down on the wooden platform. Then Lord is telling, I am very hungry, please feed me something. Please. So she said, what to feed? Vidura is not in house, then he just house. In one corner there is some bananas, ripened banana. So he took banana and just sit in front of Lord, looking his face. He was in ecstasy. He was out of bodily consciousness. What to do? He just she was thinking, I am feeding. But all bananas are down and feeding. Feeding the what? Pills. Last moment, Vidura entered the room. He saw this, so many bananas in the ground, and Lord is eating banana peels. He looked at his wife, told, what you are doing? What you did? Chastised. She come to her senses, then saw, all bananas in ground, so what the Lord ate? The Supreme Lord was smiling. He told, don't chastise. Whatever I ate today, I never eat such things before. It gives me so much satisfaction. By simply eating the banana peels, he becomes satisfied. But there is 56 bhog in where? Duryodhana made so many items. Lord did not went there. Duryodhana asked, why you did not accepted my invitation? Why did not come? Lord told, I did not have any hunger. I was not hungry, neither you have love for me. I go there where is devotees love me. The pure devotees. So when a pure devotee offers something to the Supreme Lord, he accepts. Even if the devotee will not give him, Lord will come and take it forcefully and eat. One day Nityananda Prabhu came to Gadadhar Pandit in Puri. He brought some nice quality in the rice and one new cloth for the Gopinath. Then Nityananda, so Gadadhar Pandit become very happy, took the new cloth and just put it on Gopinath. He wore it into Gopinath, then he cooked the rice, that rice Nityananda Prabhu. Then there was no sabji, nothing. He just collected some imli and some turmeric leaves and make it chutney. Then some sag and chutney. Then he offered to Gopinath. Then they make a 2-plate Gopinath, Nityananda and Gadadhar is going about to eat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to where? To ocean for taking bath. He could understand, now they are going to have a feast. He just ran from the, directly from the sea. He told, hey, you are cooking so many, such a feast and you are not offering me. If you will not give me, I will forcefully take it and eat. I have share in this prasad. He told, Nityananda re tandula or Gadadhar randhan. This tandula means rice. Ye Nityananda Prabhu brought it and it's cooked by Gadadhar Pandit in offered to Gopinath. Then he forcefully sit down and I need. So they both laugh, Nityananda and Gadadhar laugh. So they gave another plate for, they make it three share. So there are many examples. Even the Lord will eat if you offer him, if you have love. When Prabhupada was cooking, whether Krishna was eating or not. So that's a Krishna prasad. Prasad kha ke hi bhakta ban jao. Jada sastra padne ki jarat nahi hai. Prabhupada told in lecture in Radha Damodari. But it must be prasad. Must be offered to Krishna and Krishna must be accepted that. Prasad khaking, because the hippies are so fortunate because they are eating the cooking of Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada's consciousness was transferring to them. Though they were so fallen, but still they become the best devotee. Even the Prabhupada made them, uplifted them to the topmost position, the Uttama Adhikari Vaishnava, they become the acharyas in ISKCON after. So this is we can, if you become devotee, then you become so fortunate. Kirti madhye kona kirti, kona bada kirti, Krishna bhakta boli jahara hoye khyati. Who is the most glorious personality in this earth planet? Then Ramananda and Mahaprabhu asked, then Ramananda told, that person is most glorious, most famous. If he become a pure devotee of Krishna, Krishna Bhakta, who is become very famous because of his Krishna's devotee. So that is Srila Prabhupada. He becomes so famous. Why? His divine grace, Krishna Kripa Srimurti. Everywhere people knows he is a pure devotee of Krishna. So that is the goal. So this goal can be achieved simply following the regularity principles. No meditating, no gambling, no illicit sex life, and no illicit sex. No gambling, no illicit sex, no meditating, and no intoxication. Prabhupada told these things, these peoples are so foolish. They are working so hard to get these things. And finally they go to, because they are doing these things, they have to go to hell. Jamadus will come and they punish them, they drag them to the hell. But still the people are working so hard for these things. If one wants to go to hell by illicit sex, meat eating, gambling and intoxication, he must acquire so many things. For illicit sex, he must arrange for the money, for brothels. For meat eating, he must arrange for many slaughterhouses. For gambling, he must arrange for casinos and hotels. And for intoxication, he must open many breweries. He has to support many people to open the intoxication shops, liquor shops. So why these people are working hard for these things? And finally, because of this, doing these things, they have to go to hell. So that's why Prahlad Maharaj is telling why they are doing like this. It is better to accept devotional service to Krishna. Manmana bhava madbhakta madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishyasi satyante pratijane priyosi me. Krishna twice repeat this verse. End of 9th chapter and 18th chapter, 65th verse. He told, why not people accepting this? They have to accept devotional service. It's very easy. You can become very dear to me if you accept these four things. Just give up these four avoidable things. Just accept these four things. Always think of me, Manmana. You act accordingly as I advised in instructions in Bhagavad Gita. You act accordingly. Always think of me, Manmana, Bhava Mad Bhakta, become my devotee. Engage your senses in service of Krishna. Madhyaji, worship me. Patrang Puspang Phalang Toyang, worship me with this. And finally, if you cannot do is come to temple, at least pay obeisances to me in temple. If you do these four things, then no doubt you become very dear to me, and at the end of your life you return back to Godhead, the abode of Lord Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna. So time is over. Any question or comment? Yes. Your mic. Hare Krishna. Sense gratification? Which is difficult? Both are difficult. Prahlad Maharaj telling, devotional service is not difficult. He is a Mahajan, you have to follow his words. If you are not following the Mahajan, then you are a degraded soul. If someone is not following Mahajan, then he is a... He is a conditioned soul. You have to follow the Mahajana. He is Mahajan. Mahajana jana gatasya pantha. Prahlad Maharaj is a Mahajan and he is advising very easy. Komare acharat pragna dharman bhagavata iha. And he demonstrated in his life. So he tells me very easy. To perform devotional chant and be happy. What is the problem? But Prahlad Maharaj is telling this is difficult. To get, if you want to illicit sex, then you have to collect money, so you have to acquire money and find some brother, so many things you have to do, intoxication also. Anything, these four principles, you have to work hard for them. But for devotional service, simply chant and be happy. ISKCON, our ISKCON centers are open, any person can come and join ISKCON. Prasadam is ready, you say, remain brahmachari, no problem. In timely bell, time just, prasadam time is fixed. He had not worried to any of his necessities. Everything will supply in temple commander office. Whatever he need. And he eat Krishna prasad, chant and dance. If you don't want any service here, Akhanda Kirtan is going on. Come and sit here, chant. We'll stop you. Very easy process. If someone has material desires, then for him it is difficult. It is very difficult because we have our own selfish desires. It is very easy and very difficult. For a conditioned soul, it is very difficult. But for a devotee, it is very easy. Maharaj Khatvanga, in second canto, when he come to know that his life is just going to be end, then immediately he sit down and meditate and return back to God. The demigods are asking to so many boons. He told, what is the necessity of these boons? My life is span is finishing. So he just meditate and return back to God. For a conditioned soul, it is difficult. But for a little, if someone has little some desire to return back to Godhead, when he come in association with devotees, then he understood this is very easy process. Okay? Yes. Give to Prabhuji.
My interpretation to your question is that if one is endeavoring for sense gratification, it's not guaranteed that you will get it. You make so many endeavors to enjoy, but sometimes in vain our pleasures are not satisfied. But if one wants spiritual pleasure, and you do, as Maharaj mentioned, just four simple things, it's guaranteed that it will come.
Yeah.
So this is why one is called Vaikuntha, and the other is called Kunta. Kunta is anxiety, full of anxiety, frustration, confusion, bewilderment. But Vaikuntha means free from all of this, because you're taken to the path of devotion. So,
yes.
So don't become illusioned by anchoring for material sense gratification. Go for the goal, the nectar, and devotional service. And because we're all so immature and so fallen in the age of Kali, it's been made very easy for us. And how is that satisfaction guaranteed? You say, Harinama, 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 just chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Even a fool like me can do this. So I'm so happy for having Shri Prabhupada's mercy.
Thank you for comment. Now I understand. Even the great personality like Billo Mangal Thakur, he was in so much anxiety to get association of this prostitute, Chintamani. When the Chintamani kicked him, get out from here, perform devotional service, go to Krishna. Then how divine he achieved so much divine blessing, divine bliss. After accepting devotional service, even all the saintly persons, even Lord Chaitanya himself was chanting his glories. He has written Krishna Karna Amrita. So same thing is Jamunacharya. He was a king with 100 queens, but when he became a devotee, then he was telling, when this sin was coming in front of me, I was embracing the queens in the sex life, then I was simply split on the spot. So this is the glories of devotional service. Those have performed it, in Gopal Prabhu has performed the devotion. What he is telling is in his own experience. So you have to accept, this is Prahlad Maharaj telling, accept the path of devotional service. Oh, sons of the demons, please accept my advice. Accept the pure devotional service. Savanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atma. Even if you become perfect in all the process, even if you perfect in one process, still you return back. By simply hearing Parikshit Maharaj made his life successful. Simply chanting, Sukadeva Goswami made his life. Simply remembering all the time Krishna, Prahlad Maharaj, we can make it successful. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Pada Sevanam, Lakshmi, always engaged, messaging the lotus feet of Vishnu. Archanam Vandanam, Prithu Maharaj in Archana, Vandanam in Akuru, Archanam Vandanam, Dasyam Hanuman, Sakhyam, many Sakhas in Krishna, in Braja, Sudam, Subal, many Sakhas. Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam, everything offered to Krishna. Bali Maharaj and his gopis also, Brajavasis, they offered everything for pleasure of Krishna. In this way we can make our life successful. Okay? Yes.
Maharaj, you mentioned that we should chant loudly,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So loudly chanting indeed is very good. But sometimes when I am sitting in chanting, that time we can chant, and separately you go and chant loudly, that is.
So japa and kirtan, there are difference between the meaning of the word japa and meaning of the word kirtan. Kirtan is loud. And japa means you have to chant that much as you could listen yourself. If you disturb others, then you commit Vaishnava Aparadha. Don't disturb other devotees. Sitting and chant as much as you yourself could hear. This is japa. This is called japa. Loud kirtan means kirtan. And it is more devotees together chanting than sankirtan. So when japa means you do japa. This japa period means you chant and hear yourself. Don't disturb others. Okay?
Dvantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna.